this case is how you give a presentation. So you can pass it around and give individual presentations later, but you're just putting it like that. And then you hit function F8, it says CRT, LCD.
Okay.
So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see that the screen will flicker like that, and then you'll wait about a minute. There you go.
Ooh.
And there you have.
So I'm going to move on. Or
I don't know, that might be easy, but I think it would be better to sit here, sort of.
Is that right?
Yeah, there would be good.
This.
We saved it in here.
Oh, okay. Why?
I'll be free to take notes.
Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want throughout the day.
Look for this yet. I'm going to stick, but let's just start it off here and see what happens. If you're all ready. So here's the agenda. Opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion. Project aim is a new remote control. It's original, it's trendy, and it's user friendly. Project method, functional design, individual work, another meeting, conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting, details design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favourite animal and sum up their favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go first?
So I was supposed to bring the things for the...
Yeah, well, then you just, I think just click. Do you have a belt?
Click them back.
Or put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my favourite animal.
Yeah, what's your favourite animal? Is it good?
An elephant.
That's a very good elephant. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I'm never going to be able to draw that well.
Okay, and you want to write up on there, so you've got to sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Is it?
It's supposed to have a great memory. You say an elephant never forgets.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay. Wonderful, well done. Do you want to use the white the wiper and wipe it off. Just the aesthetics designer, do you want to go next, Jim?
Okay, my favorite animal. Let's see. Now, if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before, it's a lager.
What?
A combination of a lion and tiger.
Ah.
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
That's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is that it's pretty much the awesomest. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done.
Me?
Yeah. Miss Marketing.
Okay. I sound this is gonna work. Well, I'll try my best to draw. Can I just draw the face?
Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks.
The cat.
That's a very pretty cat.
Which also has what? A big fat body and a long tail.
Okay, do you wanna do some write do you wanna just write some words about it?
Why? Because cuddly, and usually cats are very friendly, and they're healing a lot, they heal, and they can feel when a human's problems, so
they're kind of spiritual.
That's why I like cats.
Well done.
I don't actually have a favourite animal, but for the movie, I'll draw a little. I honestly can't draw something.
Really?
Yeah. Facts, no. That's just
very bad.
No.
That's a squirrel.
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad, is it?
No, it's pretty good.
Okay, well you got it. Next page. Okay, project finance. Selling price €25 for aim €50 million.
Internationally sold.
Yeah. Production costs it's kind of can't cost any more than 12.50 to make.
film's experience with remote control, sort of talk about who's used what, ideas, stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes.
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean the last slide wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean if you want to go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for...
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just giving us instructions for the to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one.
Okay. Right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah, it's TV remote control.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? Big, do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and...
It seems like there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever are associated with the TV, a DVD player or something like that. But at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah. No, that's the other thing, it's just got to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much, how much do we have per, how much is
it? It can't be more than 1250 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget or?
Well, at the moment, this is what we're doing at the moment, is just saying what we'd like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Could we have one that comes out? so you have one in it doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits, and then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out. You have another one and slide it out. So
yeah.
It slides, and then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's
into
right.
One. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
So
yeah.
You just split them out.
Okay.
Have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff, and then on the other side a remote control that would be very very simple with just the channel program plus and minus and then just the news button, for example. I can really keep it really really simple on one side, and the other side would be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
Or grandma as well, you know.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote because it would be very hard to use in the way that you...
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
Ah, okay.
Like or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
That would be cool.
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe. Oh, we've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay.
Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a the rough conceptual, you know, this stage one was technical functions design, what effect they have, right? Should it? Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with actual concept for these images. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah.
Be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have a backup plan of. I just think that it might be expensive to make something that. I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything. We should have a backup player, just a really good television remote control that just that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good last one.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
So is it a bridge? I just think, bear in mind, we had to have something that cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be.
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic,
yeah.
So it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What'll make it interesting for people to buy though?
Well,
I
maybe
mean,
even something that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for touchy buttons. For
sort of find a niche for our market into a certain.
Yeah.
Or
just one that looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, no,
to
I think
be
you're
really
right.
Light or
yeah, rather than focus on.
Otherwise, it would be all day talking about how let's do this, let's do that. I think we should.
Because at the end of the day, it says just TV remote. It doesn't say combination
yeah.
or.
I mean, obviously, everyone. We're, you know, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything in once, but.
Remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip up thing, because you always have this problem with, like, if it's on this. Well, I get to work, if you have 5 or 6 remotes and they'd be lying on the couch and you'd come and sit down and, oh, the television switched on. Or something. So maybe something that like does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button. Or
okay, like a lock functional, like yeah, maybe telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But make it like really snazzy and cool that people will want it, so make it yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be so.
Yeah, that's true what you're saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function so
mm-hmm.
that it's
yeah.
not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like, they don't flick onto channels and whatnot, they flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. Alright, so we've got some ideas. We can, let's move on.
What is ID, VID, and NE stand?
Industrial designer.
Oh, okay.
Which is.
The retail kinds, I think. My market.
Yeah, there you go. So that's. User interface designer, that's.
That's you.
That's.
Okay.
That's you. So you've got to. There you go. You're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial designer, you're the one that, you know, you're going to be working out kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's, you know, what goes into the box somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
Requirements. So what the user requires.
Yeah,
kind
what?
Of kind of
right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like our responsibilities
have. You two are going to just, I think, just double, you know,
yeah.
Working together. You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in a remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay. Okay, well done. Good meeting.
Alright, see you in the
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you
you pick me up?